Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Jameson Krieger, 2-3 putout on the batter. Krieger doubled in two last time, swings late and misses. Nothing in one. Pittsville in the lead, 12-1. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning here at WIAA sectional final baseball. Freshmeyer from the windup. The pitch bounced toward the pitcher. Nice play, John. Stops, pivots, throws, and got him. Two up, two down. Back to the top of the order, Logan Zickert. Logan has singled and scored and grounded out, and he hit a two-run home run.
Yeah, after he had something in his eye.
Yeah, he had something in his eye, and then he cleaned it out, cleaned out the park. Cleaned up the bases. Here's the pitch inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. A couple of good lefties in this Pittsville lineup.
They really are.
Yeah. Freshmeyer from the windup. The pitch, strike called. One ball and one strike. Cardinals representing at Six Rivers. Always tough. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. And they've had teams that stay as well many times over the year. Becatonica.
And all athletics. And all, yeah.
All athletics is right. Basketball. 2-1. The pitch. That is outside. 3-1. When I think of the Six Rivers, and maybe this is like a stereotype, but I just think of farm kids. I think of blue collar. Yeah. You know what I mean? Kind of old school. Pitches upstairs a ball to Zickert.
When we think of this, Belmont, Potosi, Carnival, they're all River Ridge.
Potosi, Cassville, and River Ridge. And I'm thinking about the football playoffs. How many years have they, some of them made runs?
They dominated.
Yeah. River Ridge.
Potosi, Cassville.
Yeah. So runner at first base and two away. The pitch is outside. And you can include the Highland Cardinals. With
they went to the state semis last year. So
football prowess over the years. Wrestling as well. Luther, the batter, 1-0. Here's the pitch. Ripped well. Right field and deep. Right fielder back, and that ball is off the right field fence. Zickert comes around third. He'll score on a double by Dawson Luther. And it is 13-1. That didn't miss getting out of here by very
much. No, it did not.
So an RBI double for Luther. That'll bring up Grant Radovan. He has reached on an error and scored, and he has singled a couple of times.
I mean, look at Highlands girls program. Always can get a championship. That and volleyball. And
here's the pitch outside for a ball. Now the Cardinal girls team, always good. Volleyball, basketball, softball.
Softball, always competitive. Yep. Tim Kasharik at the reins at the softball. That does a nice job.
Here's the pitch bounced sharply towards short. Backhanded there by shortstop, brings it across in time for the out, and that'll do it for Pittsville. But they do add another run on an RBI double by Dawson Luther, and they lead it 13-1 as we go to the fifth. You're listening to WIAA Sectional Baseball from WRCO Sports.
Kick off your weekend with TKO Barbecue Bar and Grill. Fridays feature a mouth-watering fish fry with a fresh salad bar, and Saturdays, it's prime rib perfection from 11 to 9. From 100% homemade pizzas and daily barbecue specials, TKO keeps it exciting. Planning a party? They've got catering and a banquet hall. Reservations welcome. Open Fridays and Saturdays at 11, Thursdays at 3, and close Tuesdays. With meats from the hometown locker and hand-cut fries, every meal's a knockout at TKO Barbecue. McCon, based in Dodgeville, Wisconsin, is proud to be the general contractor behind Culver's restaurants nationwide. We're always looking for skilled carpenters willing to travel and help us build quality from the ground up, coast to coast. And from all of us at McCon, good luck to our local baseball teams this season. We're rooting for you. McCon, build with us, travel with us, grow with us.
Caden Washa will lead off for Highland. He'll be followed by Cooper Olson and John Dreschmeyer. Ben Friday on the mound. Pittsville three outs away unless Highland can get some scoring down here. From the windup, Friday with the pitch, bounced sharply to third. Knocking it down as Radiman comes up throwing and didn't get him. It's wide of the bag, and Washa reaches. So they're going to score that an error.
Yes, they are.
They got number two on this Pittsville team. Our action sponsored in part by Osborne Stump Removal, Magellan Flooring, Town Taxi, Century 21 Affiliated, Utter Brothers, A&W, Burnham Lumber, Jones Chevrolet, Moose Boatleggers, and Front Porch Cafe. Here's the pitch down low. Nice block by Krieger. One ball and no strikes. Highland needs at least three
yep.
to keep this game going. Runner leads it first. Friday to the belt. Here's the pitch down low. Wild Krieger out to get it. 2-0. Ben's struggling a little bit of late, but, you know, your team stakes you to a big lead.
Right.
Takes a little of the pressure off. 2-0 offering. And the pitch outside for a ball. Three balls and no strikes.
Great day of baseball here, though, isn't
it? Oh, it has been. Oh. Yeah, they run a good tournament here.
Randy does an awesome job. So.
We wish it was about an hour closer, maybe. Yeah. Here's a chopper foul. Olson swinging away on 3-0. That makes it 3-1. But certainly enjoy it. It's a nice ride.
Oh, yes.
It is a beautiful area.
I didn't know if you were awake for any of it. But.
Yeah. Well, when you got on the straight roads, I could sleep. There's a pitch, ball four, and Highland has two aboard here in the fifth inning. Washa goes to third. Olson at first base. And the batter will be John Dreschmeyer. Let's see here.
I've seen him put a couple out.
Yeah. Second walk given up by Friday. Well, this would be a good place to do it.
Yep, good place for good time right now.
Keep the game going, right? Runners at 1-2, Friday to the belt. And the pitch bounced sharply to shortstop. Bobbled, they'll go to 2-for-1, and that's all they'll get. On the play, Washa goes to third. Olson forced at second for the first out. Dreschmeyer at first on the fielder's choice. And that brings up Davis Garota. Garota has flown out and reached on an error. One away. Pittsville two outs away from claiming a victory and moving on to Appleton. Hopefully there are some teams from our somewhat area that make it next week. Reedsburg still got a shot, or Westby, or Fenimore.
Yep. Sounds like.
Going to the finals today. Here's the pitch, pop foul, 0-1. You didn't get asked to umpire again this year, shutout again?
Yep, I'm all the time.
Oh, man.
Maybe a third and fourth grade championship.
Okay, always a bridesmaid, never a bride. Too bad.
What? How can there be a groom's one?
I don't know. Here's the pitch, bounce back towards second base. Could be two. They'll go to short. No! Error and a run scores. They threw it over the shortstop's head, and that means that Dreschmeyer is safe and a run scores. Washa is coming in. Boy, Pittsville had a chance to end the game there.
Yes, they did.
With a well-played double play, but it wasn't to be. Dorota safe, and that is another error, and that's the third error. So Pittsville's made more errors than Highland this game. Here is Wes Preisinger, and the pitch bounced sharply to short. Second for one, and the relay is not in time. So on the play, Dreschmeyer goes to third. Dorota forced at second for out number two. Krieger at first on the fielder's choice, and that'll bring up Bennett Smith. 13-2, Pittsville in the lead. Smith today has flown out to right and popped out. So a little time now. The catcher giving the pitcher some signs. And now he's behind the plate. Runners at 1-3 for Highland. Friday to the belt. And here's the pitch. Hit well, left field. Well hit, well stroke. The left fielder is back on the warning track. It is off the wall, and a run will score. They're bringing it back into the infield, and Bennett Smith doubles. It
he's
is
got a, he's 13-3. Got a good stick, doesn't he?
Yeah, man, that almost got out of here. Dreschmeyer scores. Kreisinger goes to third. Bennett Smith with an RBI double. Not over yet. Here is Carroll. Runners leading at second and third, so Island scores that run from third. The game is still going.
Yep.
Here's the pitch. Changeup is called a strike. Nothing and one. Carroll is the seventh batter here in the fifth inning for Highland. 10-run rules right now in effect, Bill, at 13-3. There's the pitch down low, and ball one. One ball and one strike. Kreisinger at third, Smith at second. Both men getting a lead. Friday with a pitch ripped to right down the line, knocked down by the first baseman. Pitcher covering first, he catches it, and this game is over. Darren Luther knocked it down at first base, brought it back to the bag for out number three. A 3-1 put out, and this one belongs to Pittsville. They're going to state with a 13-3 win. In the inning for Highland, they score twice. They do with the aid of a base hit. There were two errors and two left aboard. Today's final in 4.5. Pittsville wins it 13-3 over Highland. Coming up, our post-game show and comments from Blair Taylor on WRCO and WRCO.com.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Welcome back to Blair Taylor. Randy Storley, the longtime athletic director here at Blair Taylor, is out to have a word with couple of the coaches, and they'll be presenting medals to the Highland baseball team and a plaque for the Pittsville team here as they move on to state. Dunkin' Rewards, turning point of the game. You go back to the first inning, and a big RBI hit for Brady Withers. That got them running, and then Highland struggled with a couple of errors, but five runs out of the gate from Pittsville. That's the turning point.
That'd be the turning point, that first inning. They just couldn't overcome the couple of errors they had, because those errors were really, really costly.
Yep. Kept the inning alive.
Oh, yeah. Hey, but I'm going to say this. Hands down to Pittsley, they're a solid, solid baseball team.
Yeah.
I mean, their bats, their defense, they're pretty good. So I'm going to have to say they're probably a favorite going into state.
Maybe.
Well, so they're pretty good. They're a good baseball team. So
top seed here in the upper part of the sectional, defeating a six-seeded Cardinal today.
Yep, they had a good run. Not taking any away from Highland. They had a good run to get there. Anytime you come to a sectional, you've had to play pretty good baseball.
We'll be back with the Zelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show next on WRCO at WRCO.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
When I say Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, most people think about their ice cream, but it's so much more. You can pick up some pasture-raised, never-given antibiotic and GMO-free beef. Or you can pick up some milk, butter, and cheese. You can find honey, coffee, jams, maple syrup, krauts, and of course, you can let them do the cooking. Check out their wonderful menu of delectable items at Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel.
Baseball is a game of generations, and so is public transportation.
Town Taxi has been serving Richland Center, Wisconsin, and its surrounding communities since 1978.
Under new ownership with a new focus, we offer local transportation for all your daily needs, as well as long-distance trips and a variety of vehicles for vacation airport service and even wheelchair or walker accommodations for our senior and disabled customers.
So when the game of life has you stuck on second, let the local favorites at Town Taxi get you home
or send you away.
Call 608-647-3114 today.
When it comes to buying or selling a home, the team at Century 21 Affiliated in Boscobel brings experience, dedication, and local knowledge you can trust. Agents Bobby Joe, Hans, Allison, and Richard are ready to help every step of the way, from first showings to final signatures. Call 608-375-2999 to connect with the team that knows the Boscobel area inside and out. Century 21 Affiliated. Smart, bold, sold. And a big good luck to the Boscobel and Highland baseball teams. We're cheering you on. Looking for a custom touch that stands out? Simply Country Signs and Designs in Boscobel has you covered. From personalized signs of any kind to vehicle lettering, custom shirts, and laser engraving, they bring you ideas to life with quality and style. Call Simply Country Signs and Designs at 608-485-3776 and let them create something just for you. That's 608-485-3776, Simply Country Signs, where custom meets country charm.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
In the heart of Highland sits a local favorite, Front Porch Cafe. Known for its cozy atmosphere and house-made breakfast and lunch, it's the perfect spot to relax with family and friends. Guests enjoy seasonal cold brews, cappuccinos, lemonades, and delicious daily and weekend specials. The cafe is open Wednesday through Friday from 6:30 to 1:30, Saturdays until noon, and Sundays from 8 to 12. Front Porch Cafe, where the coffee's fresh, the food is homemade, and the welcome is always warm.
WRCO. 13-3, the final here at the Blair Taylor facility, as it's a win for Pittsville over Highland and a good start. 5 runs, 3 hits in that opening inning for Pittsville, and the stage was set. They would add 7 in that third inning. They just kept pounding the ball, didn't they, Hank?
They just kept pounding the ball. They attacked the zone just like their pitcher did, attacked it on defense. But with the way their bats, they just hit anything that was in there.
Yeah,
very, very selective, but they swung at good pitches.
Yep, and they will be a good representative of the state.
Yes, they will.
Yeah. Yep. For the Cardinals, their year comes to an end at 15-13. What a run, and, you know, it's one of those things, and Boscobel, too, earlier, Henry, one of those things where first part of the tournament next year, people will say, hey, remember Highland made it all the way to sectional,
right.
or Boscobel made it all the way to sectional.
Right.
You can kind of use that as an example.
100%.
Hey, and nobody remembers what you did during the regular season. Let's start it now, you know?
But the biggest thing to me that is Highland and Boscobel, both teams were tested. Boscobel plays in a grueling conference. And, you know, Highland, they started out 5-11 and come back. They beat some good baseball teams.
Yeah, they did.
Barnfield, I mean.
River Ridge.
River Ridge, I mean. They hung with Lancaster. They hung with Cuba. It's just an amazing thing that they're just so teams were just so well prepared for what they had. And you know, at this point, you just can't make errors and win.
Highland sees its 6-game win streak snapped, but they had a 4-game win streak before that. And again, we talked about it being 5-11 at that point in the season. You're
right.
Like, boy, I don't know, you know,
right.
It's going to come together, but here they are here today, and nothing to hang their heads about.
Nothing at all. You know what? They run into a good Pittsville team.
Yep, they did.
And so we'll definitely be watching the Pittsville Panthers and stay because we know how good they are.
Yep. Think you can sell some ads in Pittsville or not?
We may.
Okay.
We may.
All right.
So are you broadcasting? You're just wanting to go to state again, aren't you?
Well, it's fun. 13-3, the final. We'll be back with more of the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show next from WRCO Sports.
It's always a good time at Moe's Bootleggers, home of the world's worst umpire and the best place to eat, drink, and unwind in Highland. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. till close, they're serving up cold drinks, daily specials, and a full menu that hits the spot. Don't miss Broasted Chicken on Thursdays and Euchre every Tuesday at 6:30. Call 929-4814 for pickup or carryout, or swing by 545 Main Street. Check out Moe's Bootleggers on Facebook for the latest specials. McCon, based in Dodgeville, Wisconsin, is proud to be the general contractor behind Culver's restaurants nationwide. We're always looking for skilled carpenters willing to travel and help us build quality from the ground up, coast to coast. And from all of us at McCon, good luck to our local baseball teams this season. We're rooting for you. McCon, build with us, travel with us, grow with us.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At A&W in Boscobel, they know what it takes to make a bacon cheeseburger. After all, they invented it back in 1963. This mouthwatering classic features a 1/3-pound double burger made with 100% U.S. beef, topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. Guests can make it a combo with delicious sides like cheese curds, coney dogs, or onion rings, and top it all off with a frosty mug of fresh-made A&W root beer. Located right on Highway 61 in Boscobel, A&W is still serving up the signature flavor and small-town charm, one burger at a time.
Elevate your fitness game with SUPS. That's SUPPZ.
SUPPZ.
SUPS, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the SUPS difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. SUPS.
Venable.
Baseball is a game of generations, and so is public transportation.
Town Taxi has been serving Richland Center, Wisconsin, and its surrounding communities since 1978.
Under new ownership with a new focus, we offer local transportation for all your daily needs, as well as long-distance trips and a variety of vehicles for vacation airport service and even wheelchair or walker accommodations for our senior and disabled customers.
So when the game of life has you stuck on second, let the local favorites at Town Taxi get you home.
Or send you away.
Just call 608-647-3114 today.
Treat yourself at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, located at 1100 Elm Street. Utter Brothers Creamery is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving up a full menu of delicious food and ice cream. Enjoy your favorite flavors and take home the tasty meats and treats. Utter Brothers, your go-to spot for great food and sweet delights. Visit Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery today in Boscobel.
The year comes to an end for the Highland Cardinals. We want to salute their seniors playing their last high school game. And again, a part of some Highland history here with a great postseason. Davis DeRota, Bennett Smith, Wes Kreisinger, John Dreschmeyer, and also John Anderson and Travis Alois. He came in to run a couple of times in the Boscobel game. The Cardinals fall here. Again, the record 15-13. To end the season. The final score, 13-3, and Pittsville win in a total of five innings. The earlier game, a 9-2 victory for the Highland Cardinals over Boscobel as the Bulldogs season came to an end, and Highland really had the hot bats in that one, scoring two runs in the first, one in the second, two in the third, one in the fourth, two in the fifth, and one in the sixth. So they really had it together, were very productive, and got the win to get to the sectional final. But Pittsville proves to be just a little bit too tough. Our game has been engineered today by Bo Hendricks. Stay tuned for a look at our next big event coming up on Thursday, WIAA State Softball Tournament. And we'll have a report coming up from Michael Hernan about that on the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. And for Hank Gray, we're not sure where he is, but I think the concession stand is closed, so that's out. But anyway, the final score is today, again, Highland gets the win by a score of 9-2. It was a 2-1 win for Pittsville over Blair Taylor, and they get the win in the championship 13-3 here over the Highland Cardinals. Good luck to Pittsville. Congratulations to Highland on a great season. Bill Nee signing off from Blair Taylor High School. Thanks to our athletic director here, Randy Sorley, as well. And again, Bo Hendricks, our engineer, back at the studio. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll join you with more high school sports later this week on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The 49th Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association State Softball Tournament will take place Wednesday through Saturday, June 11th through 14th at Goodman Diamond on the University of Wisconsin campus in Madison, Wisconsin. Here are the state tournament matchups for Division I quarterfinals. On Wednesday, number 2 Kaukauna will take on number 7 Sun Prairie East, number 3 Hamilton takes on number 6 Oregon, number 1 Kenosha Bradford versus number 8 Cedarburg, and number 4 DC Everest versus number 5 Watertown. In the Division 2 semifinals on Friday will be number 1 Jefferson will take on number 4 Whitnall, and number 2 Denmark faces number 3 Lakeland. The Division 3 semifinals on Friday will be number 1 Fall Creek versus number 4 Valders, and number 2 Poinette takes on number 3 Laconia. The Division 4 semifinals will be number 1 Pacelli will be taking on number 4 McDonald Catholic, and number 2 Michicot will take on number 3 Mineral Point. And the Division 5 semifinals on Thursday will be number 2 Almond Bancroft versus number 3 Thorpe, and number 1 Belmont will take on number 4 Ithaca, That game will be this Thursday on WRCO 100.9 FM at 9 a.m. The top-seeded Belmont returns to the state semifinals for the first time since 2019 and for the eighth time overall. The Braves won the state championship in Division 4 in 2002 and added a Division 5 title in 2019. They advanced to the Division 4 finals on two other occasions, finishing runner-up in 2003 and 2006. They earned a berth in this year's state tournament by cruising to a 9-2 victory over Johnson Creek in the Barneveld sectional final. The Braves are the co-champions of the Six Rivers Conference this season with Barneveld. Ithaca's only other state experience came in 2014, which resulted in a loss in the Division 4 semifinals. This season, the 4th-seeded Bulldogs down Columbus Catholic 10-4 in the Blair Taylor sectional final to earn their berth in the tourney. They were runners-up in the Ridge and Valley Conference this spring. Number 4 Ithaca versus number 1 Belmont will be on Thursday at 9 o'clock a.m., and you can listen live on WRCO 100.9 FM. The winner will move on to the state tournament championship, which all 5 division championships will take place on Saturday. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and 3 loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
Your evening forecast calling for temperatures down to 60 for a low, south winds of 5 and mostly clear. Wednesday, partly sunny and summer-like, highs in the mid-80s. Northwest winds 5 to 10. By Wednesday night, lows of 58, showers and thunderstorms likely. And partly cloudy Thursday with occasional showers possible, highs in the mid-70s. Winds are out of the east at 5 to 7 and it's 75 degrees. And we are about 28 minutes away from 5 o'clock, but that means right now during the 4 o'clock hour, you can be entering into the Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest with Civic Media and WRCO. The word this hour is bug, B-U-G, like another word for insect, bug, B-U-G. And if you are able to do so, load up the Civic Media app. You can find it on the Apple or Google stores. Once you open up the app, select WRCO. Then click on the text button at the bottom of the screen to text that keyword bug, B-U-G, and you're entered to win this hour's prize, which is a pair of Brewer tickets. You'll also be entered in for the grand prize drawing of either Wisconsin Dells area or Door County vacation. You have until the end of the hour, so now about 27 minutes. Get those submissions in so you can win. Here's Chris Young.
I didn't know what I was missing until the second that you walked into that bar that night. Under the I was hoping that you'd love me forever and ever for all time. Didn't know that I'd been so blind, but you opened my eyes. I was looking more single every single weekend, looking for a feeling to get my heart beating, looking for love all night long. The right kiss turns out, oh, I was looking for you. Yeah, I was looking for you. Couldn't have just been anyone. The way you smiled and said my name.
Been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas. My business end, spread the message. God bless Texas. Hard to see the view. All I see is you. All I see is you. You give me just enough. Oh, dangerous to call it love. You know my intention. Seeing picket fences couldn't come too soon. Oh yeah, I know you're careful, 'cause you've been broken before. I dare you to love somebody like me. Yeah, I dare you to love.
Just like our daddy, he kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things are. Called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool.
Bye.
Out Where the Wild Things Are here on WRCO by Luke Combs. We're 10 minutes out from 5 o'clock. Still time for you to enter in this hour's Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. The word this hour is bug. B-U-G. Bug. As easy as that. Three-lettered word. Bug. B-U-G. Use the Civic Media app to enter that. You can select WRCO once you open the app and then hit the text button to send the keyword of bug, and you're entered to win this hour's prize, which is a pair of Brewer tickets, and you're also entered in for the grand prize. Don't forget today, all Grace team captains, that t-shirt orders are due, and they can be dropped off at the Grace office until 6 o'clock. Here's Doug Stone.
Who knows why the wind blows? Who knows where it is? Who can say how long it takes to come around again? But I guess you had to ride it as far as you could go. It might bring you back this way, time only knows. But time doesn't heal, and time doesn't care. Time doesn't wait, no, time isn't fair. Always feel you here, right up against my heart. The wind can change direction. Oh, you could change your mind. I could learn to heal this heart in time. Nothing but time, a whole lot of time.
Without a warning, you're out of control. The ground shakes and the oceans roll. This is the big one, there's nowhere to run. Is the big one, I'm falling in love.
situation means she's out of sight. No need to panic, I tell myself, but I never felt this feeling with anybody else. So this is the big one, I'm falling in love. She's out of sight. No need to panic, I tell myself, but I never felt this feeling with anybody else. So this is the big one, I'm falling in love. Oh, yeah, this is the big one, I'm falling in love.
And I really wanna ride you around. And this time of night, there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road to see how fast this thing will go. With that shoulder on the side looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood. We can turn the key and let the seas lay way back. Count the midnight when she'll start. Watch the sunrise in my arms. If we don't go nowhere, girl, I wouldn't hate that.
Tyler Hubbard with Park. Well, here's hoping you continue to have yourself a great Tuesday evening, and I'll be talking to you again real soon before you know it. But it's time for the news brief at 5, sponsored today by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. California's governor has filed an emergency request for a federal judge to stop the deployment of federal troops to Los Angeles. President Trump deploying the National Guard and Marines after protests against immigration raids turned violent. He blamed California's governor for the unrest. ABC's Alex Stone is in L.A.
President Trump told reporters that he talked to Governor Gavin Newsom on Monday and told him he's doing a bad job. Newsom's office tells ABC News the president did not call the governor yesterday. Newsom on social media saying he did not get a phone phone call from the president or even a voicemail from him.
In London, high-level talks will continue between the U.S. and China with renewed hopes that a trade deal can be reached. It comes as the World Bank is out with its forecast, saying President Trump's tariffs are expected to slow economic growth this year in the U.S. and around the globe. Severe storms leaving a trail of destruction in the south and northeast with heavy winds, tornadoes, and even flooding. This is ABC News. Two of 10 inmates who escaped a New Orleans jail nearly 3 weeks ago are still on the run. Eight others were recaptured. U.S. Marshals arrested the girlfriend of one of the fugitives, Derek Groves. She's been charged with helping them escape.
This is Jim Ryan. Twice since the May 16th escape of 10 inmates, one of them, Antoine Massey, appears to have posted to Instagram.
Massey appears to be...